So in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Beis, the halachas of cleaning and folding a garment, Sif Yud Gimel on the bottom of page 178, says the Mechaber, Ein Mistakrim B'Shabbos, one does not look on Shabbos, B'Marish Matechas, a mirror made out of metal, Shechadifik Yizemel, which is sharp, like an Yizemel Pirish, Kein Sakin Cut and Chad V'Charb, like it was like a small, pointy and sharp knife. If I shouldn't have a concern, Shema, as we continue to have Tzadi, Yashuba Nim Hamadudon, you might use it to cut off the stray hairs. And even if it's attached to the wall. But you're allowed to gaze at a mirror, which does not have this concern, even if it's not attached to the wall. It says, we don't look on Shabbos in the mirror, a metal mirror. Shechadifa, which is sharp, like an izamah. It's what it means to say it's a svas hamara chada. The edge of the mirror is sharp. V'asu l'shem kach, and it's actually made for that. L'asa b'bachol, to remove during the weekday. It's an imen hamadadon b'roshay, the stray hairs that are hanging from the head. K'shiroya eshehem adadon. When you see in the mirror that they're hanging, v'yeshlochas b'shabbos, you have to be returned on Shabbos. Some yishkach that you might forget. V'yasa k'darka b'chol, and you can do the way you normally do during the weekday. Sivkat and samach beis, and even if it's kavu b'kaisel. Even if it's attached to the wall, shaluyuchla hashabah, that you cannot use it to rip off the hairs with it. Gemkin also, it's also forbidden. The lechilk chacham, but marash matoches, the sages did not differentiate regarding a metal mirror in kavu l'shen kavu, whether it's attached or it's not attached. Sevkan samach gimel. But we said you're allowed to gaze in the mirror she'im b'bechula, that you don't have this concern even if it's not attached. Kegam marash shal schuches kein shalanu, like for example a mirror made out of glass like ours. But what then same thing is b'marash matoches or a metal mirror kishen nasui chadifa if it's not made sharp. The time, the reason is, kivin dein nasu klal hashabah nimen, since it's not made at all for removal of the hairs, lagazu klal lalaho, they didn't make a decree on that type of case at all. L'chashim, not concerned, shemek ashir b'marash him edudon, that maybe when you see in the mirror that they're hanging, yilach acham esparayim g'de lavim, you're going to go after scissors to remove them, that the hachiv hachiv, because in that amount of time, mitkashu Shabbos, you'll already remember that Shabbos and that you won't do such a thing. Sivkat and samach dal. So in the mirror that there is no such chashasha, such a concern, I'm be your dis and kufn vav beizal if and mutal istakla mara. In what situation are you even allowed to look at a mirror? Where the dirshu 60 brings that did the Shulchan Aruch writes that it's forbidden for a man to look at a mirror because of the yilbush, which is a feminine type of activity. Only if it's concerned something in his eyes, or he's giving himself a haircut, or he's getting a haircut from a non-Jew and there's no one else that's with them, or so that he could appear as a significant person. There the Ramah writes in Nim Duran, the Mesech of Adizara, that some say that in the place that even with the men, they're enormous look in the mirror, you're allowed to do that. And the Biagra adds on, there in the name of the Duran, however, the Chaverim would hold back from looking in the mirror, even in such a situation. Simon Shin Gimel, Dine Techshite Isha. We're going back to the Halacha of Haitzah, of caring, when we had this big detour. And the Halachas of women's ornaments, jewelry, Ubay Chavazan Sifim, and this 27. Paragraph. Sifal, let's say to Isha, a woman should not go out b'chutei tzemer, with woolen strands, b'chutei pishtin, and neither with linen threads, b'chutei tzemeresha, and now with the straps in her head, and they should tzricha lasiram b'shaz tfilak, because she has to remove them when she's immersing herself, going to the mikveh, where you can't have any chatzitzes, chashim, we're concerned, shemit t'licham arbamas b'shaz rab, once it's already off, she might come to carry them 4 hours b'shaz rab. Now, v'imim kaluya is b'sara, if they're woven into her hair, then mutter then's permitted. Some say it's forbidden. They may maysar diga, and if it's an act of weaving, mutter it's permitted. Because she does not have to remove them when she's immersing in the mikvah. As long as they're not dirty, or gold, doesn't masichem, because then she will remove them. Because they stand for b'maim that they don't get dirty in the water. That's the turn the rush in the smag. Says Mishabur Sivkat Nala, a woman should not go out with these threads or strands, Shabbatish, it's in her head. Akuluka, it's going on all the cases, meaning the strings, the retumah are on her head. Lapuki Chutin Shabbat Zavara, which is coming to exclude if there are strings around her neck, commercial Kasim Siv Beis, like we'll say in the next paragraph. Sivkat and Beis. The problem is because Shatricha Latzir Mechulu, she has to remove them when she's going Peshas Tvila. Haina, that is Dilma Mishra Mitzvila Shamitza. She might have a situation where she has to go to the mikvah after her nida, she's going to have to remove them because they're into a position for the mikvah waters. And then, once it's over, she might come to carry it for Amos and Mishra's Ram. We'll look at later authorities that they write. The rabbis did not differentiate in their takana. Even the old woman or a virgin that doesn't go to the mikvah, they still cannot go out with it. Sivkat and Gimel. Because we're concerned, Shemet Elichim, she might come to carry it for Amos and Mishas Rab. Now, specifically small things like these, that's where we're concerned, Kivin Daf Pachol, since even during the weekday, Lepamim he noises and biyada. Sometimes she carries these things in her hands. Avadvarm she mikam abushim, the things that are primary garments, Lechashin Lach, I'm not concerned for that. They in dark and leilich baladim, it's not the norm for her to go without them. But Vadi Tilboshim, I feel that for sure she's going to put them back on after she immerses in the mikvah. Sivkat and Daud. We said if they're kluyas b'sa'ara, if they're woven into her hair, so then mutter is permitted. Why? Because like lemeches dama asir latina, we're not concerned anymore that she might come to carry them. Da asura lista kliyasachik, because she's not allowed to undo the braiding of her hair. From which akasav a sivchavav, like he writes a sivchavav. But tama yesh mishayisus. But the reason of those who say that still it will be forbidden is the dilma kishet to shamed la tefillah shemitzah. Maybe when it happened that she has a tefillah mitzah tista kliyal de any hudis. She's going to undo the braiding through a non-Jew. Then she'll take out the strings. And then, as the Taz explains, then she's going to come to carry it then. And also other reasons. So that's if it's braided in there here. Now, if it's a Maisa Ariga, if it's an act of weaving, then it's permitted. She does not have to remove them at the time of Tefillah. Because these things are not so tight. Below Ichaiti, and therefore they're not an interposition between the mikvah waters and her hair. Then your day is in Mikuf Tzadachas, the Sassam Shabbos of Gimel. Then the Mechaba says, unspecifically, the Dafka Kishamaisa Rigo Ichalulim. Specifically, if the weaving in the hair were, there is hollow. As in Tricha Lasim, then you don't have to remove them again because they're not getting in the way. So then, therefore, you could wear it on your head on Shabbos. You're not going to take it off. Sivkat and Vav, the Ramah said, as long as shalayu mitunafis, as long as they're not dirty, the kishachutim mitunaf betit v'refesh, because if the strings are dirty with mud and filth, hamayim amachem esatit. What happens is the water dissolves the mud, malachach besan b'aliyas mitvila, and then it actually dirties the flesh when it's coming out from immersing in the mikvah. Which the Sharetzin Oiz Gimel says that's from Rashi, and his opinion is that because of chatzitza, you don't have to remove it because the water gets into it. The problem is, now when you're coming out, it's going to get the person dirty. So the norm is that she usually does remove it in the beginning. Given the shakalim, since she takes it off because of filth, she's going to come to carry it. So too the other case, when the strands are golden, she also takes it off before she immerses it. But the strings should not get dirty from the water. And then she's going to come to carry it. Some say even more. She actually has to remove these things before the mikvah. Not because that she might, and therefore you're going to run into the problem. She has to. Because she's particular about these things, and that is, they're like in the way, which generally things that you're particular about, that you don't want on your body, are chaitzes. The Sharetzin Oiz Dalet says, that's the opinion of the teachers of Rashi, that they hold that even the water gets in, but since she's particular to remove them, so therefore by default it's a chatzitz and she has to remove them. The pastor Lashon of the Ramovi, it sounds like that he holds like Rashi, not like his teachers, and then in your day, comes to the Ches of Tali and Aga, he says something like the opinion of Rashi's Rebbeim, which the Biragra already points this out. And because of this, the Magen Avraham has gone, hey, pushes that the Kabbalah over here is also because of chatzitza, which would be like Rashi's Rebbeim, but the pastor Lashon of the Ramovi does not sound like that. That's what sounds like in the Biragra.
Sith Bey says the Mechaber, Mutalotzes, Bechutin Shabbat Savara. She's allowed to go out with the strings in her neck, Shem Refum Den Alus. The Eina Tzuchel Asir Mishas Tfilah, she does not have to take them off when she's immersing in the mikvah. Abakato Shabbat Savara, but regarding the choker on her neck, Asher, that's forbidden. They should Tzuchel Asir Mishas Tfilah, because she's going to have to take it off when she's immersing in the mikvah. Levishi Mehi, Levishi Mahadekes, I say, because it's very tight on her neck. They should Tichah, Balas Basa, because actually the intention is to like actually make her look like she has more flesh, which pushes up against the skin. And we're concerned, she's going to take it off, which she has to, we're concerned that she might come to carry it for Amos and Shosaram. She shouldn't go with the tefes, but who commits sits? It's like a plate worn on the forehead, and it goes from one ear to the other. It's also like a plate. And only reaches up until her cheeks. Which she wraps it on her head as a continuum of days, but it hangs on her cheeks from either side. If it's not stitched onto her hat, that we're concerned, that she might take it off to show it, she might come to carry it for Amos in the public domain. If they're stitched, luckily, we don't have to be concerned she's going to take off her hat. Some say the basula, that an unmarried woman, that she's not concerned for uncovering her head, that even if it's stitched onto her cap, also it's forbidden the chashin, because we're concerned she might take it off with the cap, she might come to carry it. That's the urzura. Says the Mishbrus of Katan Zayin, so it's permitted for her to go out with strings on her neck, shehem refuim which are loose, meaning shein mahatkem b'chezik, that she doesn't fasten it very strong, tightly, shein mechenek es asma, because she doesn't choke herself with it. Which is not the case by a choker, which is a wide strap, like we'll see later on the Siv Zayin, and it doesn't choke her, and therefore that can be very tight. In contrast, a thread could choke a person. Why didn't we say it's forbidden by the threads? Because you might come to take it up and show it. Because that's not applicable only if there's something that's an ornament, which is not the case by these threads. So he said that by the choker, it's forbidden because she has to remove when she tables. Because it's very tight. That's why it is a concern about being a chatzitza. Later on in Siv Zayin, it sounds like the Tama Isser, who the reason for the prohibition is Mishum Dabachashu because something significant. That she might take it off and show it off. We're talking about where it's loose around her neck. Even so, it's forbidden because she's going to take it off and show it off. When it's tight, that she should look like she's fleshy, therefore she's actually not going to take it off. Because then she won't look like she has a lot of flesh. That's what I'm saying. Even so, it's going to be forbidden from the tzuchah because she has to take it off because of a chatzitza, which Sharatin Oischa says, for this reason, it's forbidden in our situation, even if it's not a tachshon, says the Bach. Sivkot and Tess, we said that regarding that she should not go out with a teitefes or a sharbitin, which these are like different ornaments that are worn, and she might come to take it off and show it off. But if it's not stitched onto her cap, the cheshin mechudim were concerned that she might come to show it off because the minei tachshin, it's certain type of ornaments. Sivkot and yud, but if it's stitched, likely mechaz lachim, we don't have to be concerned for this because she ain't tells the svacha mereshim she's not going to take off her cap from her head in the street. Because it's like the skal saga that her hair should not be revealed, but that's what Rama brought, that some say that a besula, a girl, which doesn't have the concern, that it would be forbidden. Be'a lacham, in the Ramaschal, Sheinba, that you're allowed to look at a mirror that doesn't have this concern, even if it's not attached to the wall. This is look at Mishpurus of Kodesh Samach Gimel that we wrote. The same thing is by a metal mirror when it's not sharp. That's the sound like the wording of Shulchan Aruch and the Rif. That's only if it's when it's sharp. Then it has on it the Gzeis Chacham. Then even if you attach it afterwards to the wall, it's going to be forbidden. But if it's not sharp, then it's like any other mirror, which who cares if it's metal? If it's not made to remove hairs, it's like some other type. And then it's precise, very well, the wording of the Shulchan Aruch that he writes, that imbo chashash zeh, you don't have this concern, which includes regarding this, even if it's metal, if it's not sharp, it's similar to other mirrors. So there's an Eliyah Rabbah that brings that by metal, even if it's not sharp, if it's not made to remove hairs, it's still forbidden, because by metal, the Chacham did not differentiate. It says, the Be'alacha, according to my humble understanding, it would seem like the way I wrote, that's the pashtus solution of all the Paiskim, and the reason is like I wrote, that since it's not made to remove hairs, it's like some other type, and that's how it's also precise the wording of the Gemara. Reb Nachman says, "Name Rabbi Barbua. Why do they say a metal mirror is forbidden? Because a person uses it to remove the stray hairs. It sounds like when it's not meant for that, then it's permitted. Also, according to his words, Reb Meir there and the Gemara should have disagreed on the Rabbanan, even when it's not attached, if it wasn't sharp, that according to him, we did not geyser when it's attached because of not attached, and for sure, we shouldn't be geyser when it's not sharp because of when it is sharp. It says, all this that we wrote is even according to the opinion of the Bach, that's burned some in Ayin Reish Hay, that he says forbidden by an attached lamp and a lantern to read to its light. And for sure, according to other opinions that wrote within the Magen Avraham, the Bach, to be lean regarding this, for sure, in our situation, that one would not have to be stringent. It's not considered like a type that's forbidden. The Maskav Husha in Tfurin, Chaber said that this prohibition of wearing these plates on the forehead these ornaments are when it's not attached to the cap. Now, it quotes this, the Lashon, the Mishnah, the Zayin, the Salaf Dalma Beis, and the Torah is brought that even if it's kashurim, even if it's knotted, it's okay. And the sources from the Brayis, the Zayin, the Beis, that the Tepes and Shabit, and that are attached, and, it, and he explains that means kashurim, that they're tied. Look at the Prima Gadim. Some of the deer shoes issue number 57. So he said that the problem with the mirror, you can see the stray here, is you have to be concerned you might come to cut them off. So this mirror, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that it's not common in our countries and we don't know what it is. Rabbi Shmuel Arletzi, and he writes that from this halacha you could learn that it's forbidden for a person to look on Shabbos his mirror image in a metal knife or in a polished scissors because of that concern that you might come to remove the hairs. Another Mishlema Zalman is not sure regarding this halacha because looking at your image that's mirrored back to you from these vessels, it doesn't really cause a person to take off his hairs like you would have with a mirror. And he adds on that by a knife, you can be inclined to permit for another reason, because in our days, it's not the norm to take off hairs through a knife or just with scissors. And Dershon number 59, if someone leaves a shamer, a guardian, that should pay attention that he does not move hairs, or when two people look in the mirror together as one, Rishon Zalman is not sure if that would be permitted to do. Dershon number 60, Shulchan Aruch writes, oh, sorry, said that. Dershon number 2, even if someone's going out with other little things that would be chatzitza by tefillah, let's say, for example, a woman's going with hairpins. From this grill, it holds that it's forbidden because anything that's not the ikra mabash is a chatzitza by tefillah, is included, because it's a chazal, not to go out with it. Now, regarding going out with these hairpins that are on a sheitel, so he holds that since it wouldn't be applicable chatzitza, because you're not going to the mikvah with your sheitel, you would be allowed to go out with it. Now, regarding hair ornaments that are one-time use, for example, these little rubbers that are placed on the hairs of the head, and it's not usable a second time. And the scale holds that you're allowed to go out with them, because even if you're going to remove it, there's no concern that you might come to carry it, because you can't really use it again. However, if it's something that would be reusable, one should not be lenient regarding that. There's number 4, another reason that's forbidden for an older woman to go out with these things, even though she's not going to the mikveh. It says in Egris Maisha that Exis Chacham was not just because tefillah for a baila, it was also because of tefillah for taharis when they ate taharis, which was more common than tefillah snida when they ate taharis, and that tefillah is applicable even by an older woman too. Tradition number 5, even garments that are not definitely that she's going to go and put them on after the tefillah, for example, some type of a coat or something like that, Rosh Hashanah Zaman holds that permitted for her to go out with them. Since the time of Chazal, they weren't gezer only by small things like tachshitim, but not on garments, since they're the ikar malbush, and it's normal that a person wears them after tefillah, as brought in Tyson Shabbos up in Zion. And even today, when the mitzvahs change, and there are garments that you don't always put back on, we don't have to add on from our own understanding of Gzeiras Chacham. Tradition number 6, regarding rubber that that the girls use for their ponytails, that together they hair together. And this girl discusses that maybe you could be lenient to go out with her to Rosh Hashanah, because just like they permitted to go out with threads that are found in the braiding of the hair, because there's no concern that you're going to come to undo it because of the isser of undoing the braiding of the hair, so too you could permit to go out with these rubbers that gather the hair, because if she removes it, she's going to be totally removing the form of her hair, and it's possible that's also including the isser of being seisur, the braiding of the hair. Now, regarding removing something that holds together the braiding of the hair at the end, that it doesn't come undone, if that's forbidden, like all types of undoing braiding of the hair, and Mela would be permitted to go out with this, we discuss later on Sefkan Pei Gimel. Moshe points on Tribute, Moshe Dish number 7, L'chaira, if she remembers that today's Shabbos and forbidden to undo her hair, therefore she has to go ask a non-Jew to undo her hair, why would we be concerned that maybe she's going to begin at that time and come to carry Dalamas in Rosh Hashanah?